This campaign will determine whether the country wishes to return from progressive, forward-looking principles of government to a reactionary regime. Governor Cox came on the field of public life in 1918, when the country started to go forward in thought and action. He was a member of Congress in 1910, when the country showed its disapproval and lack of confidence in Republican leadership by returning a strongly Democratic House. In 1912, the people of Ohio chose him as governor, putting on his shoulders the heavy responsibility of enacting into statutory law the provisions of the new Constitution. The Republicans, as represented by both branches of the legislature, opposed a great part of this legislation. It has been particularly advantageous to Ohio. Her people believe in Cox. They know his value. And I, as chairman of the Democratic National Committee, intend that what Ohio knows shall be made known to every state, city, town, village, crossroads, and cottage in America. The Republicans have criticized the Democratic War Congress. Their criticism will have no effect because they have been in power 2 years and have accomplished nothing. The people know that they can trust Cox. It is his proud record that every promise he made in Ohio has been lived up to after his election. Americans can know what to expect if they elect Cox because, as he has said, the platform adopted at San Francisco is a promissory note that must be paid in full. This is no idle phrase. It means that as far as humanly possible, every promise made in the platform shall be kept. Can the Republicans say as much? They promised that a Republican Congress of businessmen would relieve the country of the burdensome burden of tax bills. We shall sharply attack them for their failure to make good in that promise. We shall attack the party for not dotting an I or crossing a T in revenue bills, which they have so bitterly criticized. For what they have not done to the excess profit tax, which admittedly contributes to the high cost of living. This tax was passed under war conditions and approved by the Republican membership of the Ways and Means Committee, and later by Congress. It should have been repealed by the recent Congress, but it has failed to do so. I do not believe that the independent vote of the country, which will be a controlling factor in this election, will support a party that looks at the whole and not at the donut. I believe that the workmen of the country will realize that President Wilson's new freedom is reflected in their conditions as to wages and living. That they will realize that they do not hold their jobs, nor does their pay depend on the alleged benefits of a high protective tariff. As chairman, I am going to have the assistance of the whole democracy to place these facts squarely before the people. Our party is united. We are all working together. We have the support of the modern thought of the day. With peace, progress, prosperity as our slogan, and with Governor Cox and Roosevelt as our nominees, we expect to win a glorious victory in November.